Topic 2. Key text. Online friends versus offline friends.
Friendship in a high-tech world.
As technology develops, the way we make friends and stay in touch with our friends is changing. Here is part of a radio program that explores some of the differences between new and traditional ways of making friends. Three young people, Kay, Jake and Chris, have been invited into the studio to talk about friendships in the online and offline world.
Here's a startling statistic. One quarter of UK adolescents admit to feelings of loneliness. That's the finding of the latest YouGov poll. In the light of that result, we invited a group of young people into the studio to talk about friendship, both in real life and online. This is what they had to say.
In an age of high-tech communication, would you say there's been a breakdown in the way we communicate with one another?
I think that's going too far. It's not a breakdown, it's a change.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many different ways to talk to friends now. Texts, tweets, social networks, online gaming and so on, as well as face-to-face contacts. Most of the time I use a mix of these. I guess we all do.
That's right. Now, I know this is going to sound strange, but in some ways I think online friendships can be better than real-life friendships. More pure, in a way.
You're joking, right?
What I mean is that online, you don't judge people by their appearance. You judge them by what they say and how they behave.
Wait a minute. I don't choose my friends because of how they look.
Sure you do. In real life, you'd probably avoid someone who looks strange, say, or who's dressed funny. Anyone who makes you feel uncomfortable. But that doesn't happen with online friendships.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I'm gaming, I don't always know what the other players look like. In some ways, it's almost better to have online friends, because you're friends with them mainly because of their personality. The minute you see a picture of them, discrimination comes into play. Mm-hmm. I mean, people might be racist or unfriendly to someone who's overweight. I think if you're friends with a person because of their thoughts, you should be able to be friends whatever they look like.
Mm.
Are you saying you don't know what your gaming friends look like?
I've seen some of them on webcam, but I don't check out everyone I meet online. It's not important.
I think it is. You could be talking to some middle-aged guy who's pretending to be a teen. Don't you find that creepy? It would freak me out.
Yeah, true. Age is a factor. That's why I don't give out personal information. Not unless I've met them in real life. And you can still hear the voice. You can tell if the person's a lot older.
What bothers me is that you can't really know someone online.
Mm-hmm.
All you know is what they want you to know about them.
But that's the same in real life, isn't it? We all want to give a certain image of ourselves to the world. We're doing it now, here in this studio.
But in real life, we get to see how people behave in different situations. You know, in school, with their friends, with their little brother, with their athletics team and so on. You get a much clearer picture of who you're making friends with.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen online. Not to the same extent, anyway. Online, you are who you say you are. You control what people see and how they see you, down to the last pixel in your profile picture. So what you see online can be completely fake. That's why you can trust real-life friends more.
Not always. I trusted my ex-girlfriend and she...
Cheating on someone is different. What I mean is that real-life friends are less phony, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people lie online to make themselves sound cool and interesting.
I get your point, but not everyone is phony online.
Mm.
I've been chatting to this guy in São Paulo in Brazil, and I know a lot about life in that part of the world now.
Mm.
What I'm saying is that I wouldn't have met him if the internet hadn't been around. Because of technology, we have a bigger network of friends than our parents could ever have had. I'm even learning some Portuguese.
Maybe, but don't most people online just hang out with people like themselves? Take Jake, for example. He just hangs out with other gamers.
You got me. Guilty as charged.